Chapter 10, Tom's Plan. We've seen a slave carrying food down to the hut, so Tom figures they've got Jim in there. Next, we're talking about a plan to get him out. My plan was to steal the key from Uncle Silas and take Jim down the river on a raft. Then Tom told me his plan, and it was worth 15 of mine for style. Well, one thing was dead sure, and that was Tom Sawyer was really going to help steal Jim out of slavery. Here was a boy that was respectable, and he was about to shame himself and his family. I tried to tell him he ought to quit this thing right now, but he shut me up, and I knew it weren't no use to say any more. The slave who fed Jim was a fellow called Nat. He had his hair tied up in bunches to keep witches away. He says, "Come along and see what's in the hut." I didn't want to, but Tom said yes. Sure enough, as soon as Jim sees us, he sings out, "Why, Hook, and good land, ain't that Mr. Tom?" Nat says, "Why, gracious sakes, do you know, you gentlemen?" But Tom tells him nobody said anything at all. He says, "What's the matter with you anyway? What made you think somebody sung out?" Nat says it must have been the witches, and please don't tell nobody about it. Tom says we wouldn't tell. Tom figured we needed a sheet to make an escape ladder for Jim, and we'd need a shirt, too, that Jim could write a journal on. I said Jim couldn't write, but Tom says he could make marks on it. That's the way they done it in all the books. So I borrowed a sheet and a white shirt off the clothesline. We figured we had to free Jim before Uncle Silas found out he really hadn't escaped from a plantation in New Orleans. That very night, we set out to dig a tunnel under the hut. Tom said we had to dig with knives because prisoners never had anything modern such as shovels. We tried it, but all we got was blisters. So Tom says, "Let's use picks and pretend they're knives." After that, the work went pretty quick. By the next night, the tunnel was done, and we were inside the hut. Jim was so glad to see us, he almost cried. He was for having us cut the chain off his leg and free him right away. But Tom sat down and told him all our plans and said not to be afraid. We'd set him free by and by. He told Jim to be on the lookout because Nat would be bringing him a rope ladder made in a pie. Next morning, when Nat came to feed him, Tom told him the witches kept coming around Jim's hut because they were hungry. What they needed was a witch pie, and Tom would bake him one. That pleased Nat no end. Well, pretty quick, Aunt Sally misses the things we took, so we put something back where it was and then steal it again. By and by, she didn't know how many sheets or whatever she had or where they were. But that pie was a job. We fixed it up and cooked it down in the woods. We didn't want nothing but a crust. But when we cooked the thing, it kept caving in, because there weren't nothing to prop it up. At last we thought of the right way, which was to cook the ladder inside the pie. We tore up the sheet in little strings and twisted them together and made a lovely rope ladder. Then we lined a pan with dough, stuck the ladder in, and made a dough roof. Nat brought it to the hut the next day, thinking it was a witch pie. Tom wanted to bring a lot of rats and snakes and spiders into Jim's hut so that Jim could tame them. Jim didn't like that idea much, but Tom said that all the prisoners in books made pets out of such animals, and he must do it too. We bought a wire trap and caught about 15 rats down in the cellar. We put the trap in a safe place, under Aunt Sally's bed. But while we was gone for spiders, one of Aunt Sally's boys found it. He opened the door to see if the rats would come out, and they did. When we come back, Aunt Sally was on top of the bed raising Cain, and the rats were making things lively for her. We got a whipping for that, though. Aunt Sally's whippings didn't amount to anything. It took us 2 hours to catch another batch. By and by, we got everything into Jim's hut. Between the rats and spiders and snakes, there weren't hardly no room for him. Jim said if he ever got free, he wouldn't ever be a prisoner again, not even for pay.